Well, community leader Dave Latelli has hit out at government policies on gangs and boot camps, saying the measures won't help to address gang membership or youth offending. Speaking to the new interview show 30 with Guy and Espina, Mr. Latelli talked about his own experience growing up around gangs, how he turned his life around now to help others with his Butterbean Motivation Program. Guy and Espina is the host, as you might imagine, of 30 with Guy and Espina, the new show. He joins us now. Guy, in the first show has just been released. Your first guest, Dave Latelli. He got a bit political, did he?
Well, he did. I mean, he's interesting and worth listening to on these issues, obviously, because of his lived experience in this area. I mean, this is a guy who grew up around gangs. His father was the president of the Mongrel Mob at, well, the Auckland chapter of the Mongrel Mob at just age 19. He went to jail when Dave Latelli was just a young boy. He had an uncle who was a bank robber. So, you know, he tells some very interesting stories about living up in this life. I mean, one of them that really resonated with me is his story of his first interaction with the police, which in his words was, you know, a bunch of white guys storming in and stealing the presents from under the Christmas tree. I mean, these were stolen goods that his parents had wrapped up. He didn't realise it, but that is an experience that stayed with him his whole life. So he's obviously too had a roller coaster ride with obesity. He checked in at over 200 kilograms at one point. Then the boxing and the league stuff that people may have known. Which is ended today with him running this Butterbean Motivation Program, offering free gyms, has a food bank operation, etc. So the point is, he's a very rare example of someone who has changed his life from living up around gangs to a community life. So he's worth listening to in this respect. So I was interested in his views about the government's solutions on, you know, banning gang patches, cracking down on gangs, etc. And I asked him whether that approach would work.
Oh, it definitely won't work. It just will drive more people underground. It will drive more. It'll make people hate them even more. And I think it'll increase gang numbers.
So we talked about that. I also asked him about these boot camps. You know, you guys have been reporting on Oranga Tamariki and the staff cuts there, but these are boot camps that are going to be run by Oranga Tamariki. And he was sceptical that kids from really tough backgrounds would respond to this.
These kids are used to being treated like shit. They're used to it. So what's treating them like even more shit, taking them out of the place, treating them harshly, what's that going to do? They're used to it, you know. But what they're not used to is love.
And apologies for there's going to be the odd S and F bombs dropped on the show because it's an unedited, that's the shtick of the show.
It's real.
That's right. It's a 30-minute unedited program. But he's interesting on that. He's also interesting on his relationship with Chris Luxon. It looks like they had a pretty close relationship until he became PM. And then, according to Dave Latelli, the Prime Minister's sort of perhaps ghosted him a little bit. But the inevitable question, obviously, for Dave Latelli is whether he will go into politics. We did discuss that.
Will you go into politics?
Oh, I think at some stage it's inevitable.
And you think it would be with Te Pāti Māori if you did do it?
More than likely, only because, you know, that'd be the party to let me be me.
And Christopher Luxon isn't responding to your texts?
No, yeah.
So you can check that out on the interview. You can watch it on RNZ. It's on YouTube. There'll be a podcast version too, so you can get that wherever you get your podcast.
No, sounding good. Yeah, and such an interesting perspective from Dave Latelli. And good on you too.